I began my ministry as a youth pastor. And a question that I would get asked all the time is, do you have to go to church to be a Christian? And in a sense, what these young people were saying is, I've got my faith and I've got my Bible and I've got my Christian friends. So why do I need to give up my Sunday morning to go to church? Maybe after over a year of online services, you're starting to think the same thing. If I can stay here and I can watch sermons and listen to hymns, why do I need to swap back my couch for church? You know, my Sunday mornings have been so different over these last few months. I wake up on a Sunday morning and I'm feeling relaxed because all the work and the recording has already been done and it's all set up and ready to go live. And then I go down and I swim in the sea, gives me a lovely refreshed feeling for the day. Then I pick up some breakfast and Julie and I get to sit together as we watch church online. It's actually quite nice. But when I think about what I'm missing out on, when I think about how I could be with my church family worshiping together, there's just no comparison. So I want to share with you today why church is important. This is the second part of our series. And last week we saw that church is not about going to a building or attending a service. It's about belonging to the people of God. Church is about people, and church is God's invention. It wasn't our idea, it was God's idea. See, the Bible is not a collection of unconnected stories about how God relates to individuals. No, the Bible tells one big story about how God relates to his people. So in the beginning, God created Adam and he put him in the Garden of Eden, a place where he could walk and talk with his creator. But God looked at Adam and he said, it's not good for man to be alone. So he made Eve and then he commanded them both to be fruitful and to increase in number. He told them to fill the garden with people. Then after the fall, God called out Abraham and he said, I'm going to make you into a great nation. God loves and knows individual people. But the way in which we experience his love and his blessings has always been in the context of community. Most of the time when you read a command or a promise in the Bible and it has the word you in it, normally that you is a plural you and not a singular you. The majority of the Bible is written to communities, not to individuals. Church is God's invention and it is also his invitation. And that invitation to church is not separate from his invitation to salvation. So much of our focus is on thinking about what we have been saved from that we don't think about what we have been saved to. So yes, through our personal faith, we are rescued out of our own sin, but then brought in to God's community of people. We have been rescued out of sin into church. And heaven really is just the final and perfect version of church, where God's people are with each other and with him. Church is important because God loves his church. And if we want to live for him, then we need church to help us. It's been so great that during the pandemic, we have been able to have these church at home services. It's kept us going when we can't meet in person, and it's also opened up our church to people all over the world. We are so thankful to God for the gift of technology and all that it opens up to us. And we still plan to continue to stream our services, even when we go back to in-person services. But as I watch services during the week, as I listen to preaching, and especially as I listen to worship music, as great as it is and as much as it helps me, it's just not the same. Every time I watch a group of people singing together, I just wish I was there with them. Because watching something on a screen is just not the same as being in the room. There's a power in sharing a moment with others. When you hear them worshiping and praising God, and when you feel their emotions. Yes, of course, we can experience and encounter God by ourselves, but we encounter him in a special way when we are with other Christians. Romans chapter 12, verse 5 says that the church is like the body of Christ. And it's such a great illustration because I can't see Jesus. I can't touch Jesus. But yet through his church, I can experience him as the church acts as his hands and his feet. So when somebody smiles at me in church, that is me receiving Christ's welcome. When I'm upset and somebody gives me a hug, that is me receiving Christ's compassion. When somebody does something practically to help me, that is me receiving Christ's care. And when somebody shares a kind word, that is me hearing the voice of Jesus. We are his body, we are his hands, and we are his feet. We experience his love through each other. You know, life is difficult, and being a Christian can actually be especially hard at times. And we need encouragement if we're going to keep going. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25, it says this: "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." As a follower of Jesus, I need a constant supply of encouragement from other people. And it's one of the great things that I've experienced in my life through church, that I've got encouragement from those that have been on this journey longer than I have and through their experiences. I've been encouraged through the enthusiasm of those that are maybe younger than me. And just to have different perspective and different stories have benefited me so much. And whenever I have tried to serve God by myself, the impact has always been limited. But when I've served God as part of a team, working together, amazing things have happened. If you want your faith to grow or even to survive, you need church. But more than that, church needs you. As much as you need the encouragement of other people need your encouragement. I believe that everyone who considers St. Andrew's to be their church has been brought by God and is as equally as important. God has made you special and unique, and you can bring something to the life of our church that no one else can. And I know maybe you hear that and you say, but how can that be? I'm not like that person, or I can't do this like they can. But that's the whole point exactly. You're not like them, you're you. Our church needs you to be you and to bring your unique brand of encouragement. Church needs you. And look, I know for some of you, maybe you have found church to be disappointing and you've been hurt. You've been let down by leaders and you have found that actually other Christians can be discouraging. And I'm so sorry if that has been your experience. Church is not perfect. It's made up of sinful people, and we don't always get it right. And church can be a hard place to be sometimes. But please don't use that as an excuse to walk away. Use that as motivation to come and to be part of church and to make it better. Jesus loves his church. He is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his flock. He is building his kingdom through his church, and he invites you to come and to be a part of it. Over these last few months, when I've been down at the sea going swimming, I have found that there are three categories of people. None of them have to do with dry robes, but there are the spectators, the dippers, and the swimmers. There are those that stand there in the jackets all wrapped up and they just watch other people going in. There are those people that jump quickly into the water and then jump just as quickly out. And then there are those that go down to the steps, take a big deep breath and dive in and just keep swimming. Church is a lot like that as well. There are people that are spectators that just kind of stand back and watch. Those that may just dip their foot in and then quickly come back out. But God wants us to be people that just dive in to church life and just to keep on encouraging each other. Over these next few weeks and months, as we start to rebuild church life and start to shape what our church will become, I encourage you to dive in, to make church a priority. Because church is important to Christ and it should be important to us too. As we close, I want to lead us in a response. I'm going to turn the words of Hebrews 10 into a prayer. And I'm going to take the exhortations into petitions, and where it says, let us, I'm going to turn that into prayer and ask God to help us. And I hope that you will make this your prayer today. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we have confidence to enter into your holy presence by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that through his death, he has opened up a way for us to be members of your house. Help us draw near to you with sincere hearts, and with the full assurance that faith brings, cleanse our hearts from a guilty conscience and wash us with your purity. Help us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for you are faithful to what you have promised. Come, Holy Spirit, help us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. May we not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but help us to encourage one another now and always. Amen.